Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Happy December, everyone. It is so exciting to be here for another month. And if you didn't get a chance to see the super moon last night, I have to tell you, it is just so energetic and so fabulous to be sitting here to start the last month of the year, as we say, a thoughtful and warm goodbye to 2017 and welcome in 2018. So this is going to be an exciting series of programmings over the next few weeks. And we start them off with our friend from Boulder, Colorado, Matt Derrickson. Hey, Matt, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Like we were talking about, I'm nice and warm now that I'm inside. We're having a really chilly night. I think it's like 26 degrees here. So,
that's horrible.
I tried the polar bear thing. I was riding my bicycle with just a cotton sweater and a T-shirt, and I kind of, the first half an hour on my way to dinner, like I felt okay, and then after that, leaving dinner, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take the bus home. I'm done with this.
That is probably good. We don't want you to freeze like an icicle out there. We need you, Matt. don't do it to us. I'm not good in the cold, though I do like a nice glass of wine by a fireplace. If it's cold outside, I could do that. But other than that, it's just not cool. I can't do it. So God bless you guys living in the snow. It's beautiful to look at, but it's so cold. Oh my God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. How are you doing tonight? What's new and exciting in California?
What's new and exciting in California? Oh gosh, I'm very excited about the Christmas season. We've had some fires up here. I think we were talking about it earlier, and so people are looking forward to recovery, and the spirits are bright around appreciating everything that you have. And that's the space that we're in California, because people have lost a lot up here where I'm at. So I wanted to make sure that everybody gets that. You got to appreciate what you have, because you never know what's going to change in your life. And the most important things in life are the things that are dearest to your heart. And people are kind of in that space up here right now, because you may have lost your house and you may have lost your shoes, but you didn't lose the stuff, the people, the love that's important. So that's kind of the space that I'm in right now, which is a cool place to be.
Yeah, send that message out that people – you know, their real mission and purpose in life is still with them, regardless of the tragic physical losses they've had.
Wow. Beautiful. Well, look at you. I will definitely do that. It's a powerful message. Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You've got a lot of people calling in, so I just want to give you an opportunity to just kind of give a little bit about yourself and what you focus on and kind of how you work with people, and then we're just going to dig right in and let you get to talking to people over the airways here.
Yeah, sure. So I've had, for people who haven't spoken to me before, I started having out-of-body experiences when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I didn't realize what they were, and a lot of time went by, and then my late 20s, I started having panic attacks a lot like the client from Brian Weiss's book, Many Lives, Many Masters. And I started doing a lot of meditation. And through doing that, I started to go into my past lives and discover, you know, why I was having these fears and what I had to do to overcome them. And as I was doing that, a couple of things started to happen. I was able to bring through psychic information about people and be able to, you know, sort of tell people where they really are meant to be going in life. What is it they really came here to do? What are they sort of working on right now? And so I started doing this professionally about 3.5 years ago now. So it's definitely been an exciting journey, but my specialty is really helping people find what is going to be most inspiring to them about their life. What do they really want to be doing that is going to kind of fulfill their reason for being here? And in some cases, it's just the journey itself. We had a client, last time call in, or I guess a caller, I should say, call in wondering, like, where am I going to find my inspiration? What is it? And for some people, if they're a seeker, the answer is that they know that they know they're inspired by the idea of being inspired, but they don't know exactly where that inspiration is going to come from. And for those people, it's the journey of choosing, of trying new things by trial and error, that is actually kind of, that really is their journey. It doesn't matter which direction you choose, as long as you pick one and see, okay, does this tell me more about whether I'm getting a good payoff from this activity or not? Is it helping me grow? It's not about what you choose. It's about, does it help you learn more? And that's kind of a challenging thing for some people, but a lot of people are in that space, and it's a very exciting path for those people who are on it. So, yeah, as we were talking about earlier, I had a private client in Boulder like that, who that was exactly her situation. And I told her a lot of great things about how she's got a really exciting future ahead of her, just learning to try new things and explore and be surprised by herself.
That's really cool, and I think for many of us, there's that soul purpose, the divine soul purpose. When you get on that path, the first thing that it can feel is overwhelming, and the first place we go is confusion or backing away. And so it helps sometimes to key into someone that can help us get refocused, because it literally, when your soul kind of starts to awaken and you're not in that space where you normally walk in that process, it can be so crazy and overwhelming, and you can get all kinds of scary, weird feelings and not know why. And so our basic instinct is to retreat, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm going to start you out with a fun one. I spoke to this gal. I'm getting you doing some screening. We've been able to activate screening now, which is cool. And Donna calls in a lot, and talks to the practitioner, and she has a really great question around love or finance. So she's had an experience where her mother has come to her, and her mother's in the other plane, saying that everything that she's been through, she's going to be getting a reward, and she's really seeking, trying to understand what that message is about. And so you're going to get Donna, so that's your first caller. So Donna, are you there?
Okay, wonderful.
Oh, I'm here. Hi, Angel. Thank you. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Like I said, I'm staying warm. That's all that's important right now.
Oh, yeah, get cozy.
So you had a question about your mom, Donna. Your mom is coming to you, and is it in the dream state?
No, actually, I had. And there's a lot of joy and happiness. But recently, I'd say about 2 months ago, I hear my nephew and I hear her. And she told me that I'm going to be rewarded. So I don't know. I mean, I'd like to get married one day, or a windfall, or a change of lifestyle, something. And I don't know what it is. I mean, what are you picking up? Her
I'm
name's
sorry,
Anne.
Donna. I missed the first sentence or two, that because my the signal on your phone cut out. I didn't hear the first part of what you said.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if, my mom telling me that I'm going to be rewarded, if that means that I'm going to get married one day, or a windfall, or something like that. What do you
I think what she's talking about for you is that there's positive experiences coming your way. I don't think this is specifically about money. I think it has more to do with opportunities to do fun things in life, and I think it also to a degree does have to do with relationships and people, yes. I think it's more with relationships than with money is my feeling.
You see one coming in for me? Because I'm not in one
Not
right now.
right away. I think what you're going to have before any romance comes in, I think you're going to have just some really cool friendships right now. What I kind of see for you is just a wonderful female friendship, another woman coming in, someone that you can really connect with, and just who the kind of person that really understands you, and you can just have a really good, easy time talking to. That's the first thing that I see coming your way. And then a little bit further on down the road, I think there's opportunity for other kinds of things to come in. But I think right now, what I really see coming your way first, or the most quickly, I should say, is just people that really enjoy your company and that you can really have a lot of fun with. A kind of camaraderie that I think you're not accustomed to, at least in recent times. That's kind of the first thing that I see coming in for you. The other things, as far as romance and this, I think it's a little bit further down the road. But yes, that promise is always there. And the more you kind of just tap in and focus, get clear in yourself what kind of person you'd really like to be in a relationship with, what the relationship would mean to you, what you'd like to accomplish with it. Not just focusing on the person, but focusing on the experience, like how would you like to be changed by it? What would you like it to mean in your growth process? Think about that, and the more time you spend thinking about that, the faster that's going to get drawn in for you. But you do have to do some work on that. I just see a regular friendship coming in before the romantic stuff at this time.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's wonderful. I just want to ask you a real quick question because I know there's other callers. Do you see a little job coming in for me? I get little jobs, like two-day jobs, taking care of the elderly or this and that, but it's nothing full-time or part-time even. It's just sporadic.
I do see a bigger one coming in for you.
Okay.
Sometime in 2018, I'm seeing springtime. I do think it's time for you to move on from just doing the little odd jobs. I do think there's something bigger coming up for you. I can't see in what profession exactly, but there's definitely something on the way. But it requires you to stay sort of energetically looking out for it. Just always be on the lookout for it and think about what kind of work would actually be interesting for you to do right now. Is there something that you've always been curious about? I think curiosity is part of it. Focus on something that you might have been curious about, what kind of job that might be, and then kind of keep a lookout, see if if your eyes randomly happen to see something online or in the newspaper or that you might overhear something. But I definitely think something is very well set in motion on the way. I can't give you an exact timeline, but I feel like it'll be
okay.
before midway through next year is my feeling.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate
it. You're more than welcome, Donna. Anything else?
Everything you told me. That's about it. Well, I was on eHarmony and trying to meet someone, and I've been talking to two guys. One's Walt in Pennsylvania. I'm in California. And the other one's Gary in Hawaii. Do you see me ever meeting any of these two?
I feel like there's something – I think the Hawaii connection is a lot more interesting to me energetically. I think there's definitely something to be exchanged there, whether or not that particular person blossoms into anything significant. My feeling is that you should definitely explore talking to this person. I think there's something for you to exchange there. There's a piece of information – and learning that's important for you there. So yeah, I would follow that. And it's the eHarmony thing. It's not a bad thing for you to do actually, because I do think that there are potential connections out there for you. So yeah, I would keep doing that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna be on till the end of January, so we'll see. But yeah, I'm excited. So I have a new female friend coming into my life, right? Like you said.
I do, and possibly more than one, but I feel like there's someone, if it's not the person in Hawaii that's going to do this, it'll be someone else coming in pretty quickly. I do see that you'll have sort of a nice pen pal that you'll be able to talk with for a while, and then, maybe if things go well, you can meet up in person.
Yeah, okay, great.
But definitely keep at it, though. It's important that you keep at it. Keep making those contacts with those people, because I do think there's something there for you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you, Matt, and have a very
Merry
Christmas.
Awesome,
You're welcome.
Thank you. You enjoy your evening. You have a good evening.
Thank you, you too.
Goodness, that was awesome. You have Tanika on the phone. She has a career question, been on the job for about 2 weeks, and would like to know if you see anything around this new career.
Is this an email question?
She's right there. Hello? Are you there, Tanika?
Hello? Hi. Yep, I'm here.
Hi, is it Nika?
Tanika.
Oh, hi, Tanika. It's Matt. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. I just started a job last week. This is going on the beginning of my second week at the job, and I just wanted to know what you pick up around me and this job, if you see it, if you see me being there for long, or what do you see with me in this job?
I think my feeling is with this company, just right off the bat, the first thing I sense with this job, there's some interesting things that are about to happen with this employer that you're working for. I feel like there's a lot of change happening with this company or this place of employment that you have. I feel like there's kind of a shakeup coming, not in a bad way for you. I think you'll come out fine. I don't know if it'll be super long term or not. I don't think any harm is going to come to you. I think you'll do well. But what I see happening to you in this job is that you will be sort of a witness to a lot of interesting changes and shakeups. You're going to kind of observe a lot of change going on around you, and it'll be sort of a learning opportunity for you. And I feel like in some ways, it's an opportunity for you to observe and to learn what is going on with this, you know, in that kind of a setting, and for you to decide if this is the kind of work that you want to do or the kind of team that you want to be on, and how do you feel about doing that? Is it something that you think you want to continue doing, or do you want to try something else? It's more of just a chance for you to learn and observe. I think that you'll be successful doing it. I'm not so sure that you're going to be there long term, though. I think you may either choose to stay or choose to leave, depending on how the big shakeup that's going to happen there plays out. But it's a place where I see there's a lot of change coming.
Do you see them? Okay, that sounds good. Do you see them letting me go or me choosing to go?
It would be you choosing is what I would say. I don't think they're letting you go. I think that you're, well, first of all, you're so new there, and my feeling is that you're going to be successful there, like I said a minute ago. I think you'll be successful in this job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of will you like to continue doing this kind of work with this kind of team? And I don't think that the answer to that is set in stone. I think what the energy of this feels like you're sort of trying something out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this feels to me when I look at it energetically. It's like you're trying something out, and you know, you're kind of going in with an open mind. You just want to see, you're kind of learning by experience. And there's like a, you know, my aunt used to have a saying, my aunt is from Germany, and she used to say, you know, probieren geht vor studieren, you know, to try something is better than studying it. It's an opportunity for you to just get your feet wet and see if this is the kind of environment that you want to be in. So I don't think there's any danger to you. When I say there's going to be a shakeup, it's not something that's going to affect you. I feel like this company or this place of employment that you're with, it itself is going through a lot of changes, and you're kind of coming in at this time to kind of be, even though while you're going to be working and doing your job there, it's for you to observe what this change is going to be like, how it affects people, how it affects you, and do you want to keep staying there? So I don't sense any danger for you. It's more like it's like an interesting observational opportunity, and I feel like it's always going to be, there's always going to be something going on. It's going to be a bit of a ride for you to kind of see how it plays out. It's going to be just very educational for you, is what I'm seeing.
Okay. Do you see what field I will ultimately end up in, as far as like a job that will work out for me?
Actually, no, I don't. But what I do see is that you will be working with people. You're going to be in a job where you're interacting with a lot of different kinds of people. it's not, I don't see what industry you're going to wind up in. And as with a lot of people, you're someone who can make a choice with that. It's not, there's one path that's set in stone for you. But wherever you wind up, I think you're going to be, this, the feeling I have for you is that you're going to be working in an operations capacity. So I don't see you as much doing sales or, you know, secretarial work or anything like that. I see you doing, you know, actually getting into the structure of the organization and actually helping run the place. That's kind of what I see you doing.
Okay. And am I allowed to ask about my love life?
Of course.
Okay. What do you see for my love life?
Are you asking for a relationship that you're in right now, or are you looking forward?
I'm currently not in one, so I guess looking forward.
Looking forward?
I would like to get married and have children eventually.
Well, just a second ago when you said I'm looking forward, I definitely, like, I see there's someone out there. There's definitely, I definitely feel like there's somebody coming for you. It's, again, as with a lot of people, it's not like right around the corner, like it's going to happen, you know, next month necessarily, but there's definitely opportunities out there for you. I see you connecting with somebody who's like a gentleman, somebody who's very gentle, someone who is considerate and who's a good listener. I think those are things that you're kind of looking for. So if I were you, I would be on the lookout for men who are maybe not the most outgoing at first, but who are, when you get to know them, actually really open up to you and can have great conversations for you, and who are very gentle. I see you wanting to be with somebody who's very gentle. That's kind of what I'm seeing, and I definitely feel like there's people out there for you. I absolutely do.
Okay. Do you see me with children?
Hold on a second. Let me connect in for you. Quite possibly, yes.
Okay, because I would like that.
I think the kids are, I want to say, that could be about 5 years out for you still. I think it's more important that you focus on really finding the right guy and then spending, I feel like there's a need for you when you find someone that you really like a lot. I'd recommend that you spend at least 2 years, maybe three, just being with that person and enjoying their company before actually bringing the kids in, because I think there's a little bit of healing that you have to do from experiences you've had, both in this lifetime and in past lifetimes. I feel like in this lifetime, when you were younger, I feel like you were sort of, my feeling is that you were kind of lonely part of the time. You felt like you didn't really have the kind of companionship that you wanted. And I feel like there's a part of you that is still sort of hurting from that. And just spending some time with a man, with a partner, for a little while before bringing in the kids in would be really good for your healing, to sort of heal that wound and just enjoy another person's company before bringing in all of the responsibility of children. But I do see that kids are a possibility for you. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's great, because I had tried to have kids, and for some reason I don't get pregnant. So that's good to hear.
I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, pregnancy for a lot of people is a very challenging thing. And my feeling is, I had a client, you know, here in Colorado a little while ago, who had been having a similar situation. And what I told her was, it's not, sometimes these things don't feel like they're going to happen until you're at the right time. That's how it was with my mother, actually. My mom had a very, very difficult time becoming pregnant. And finally she did, because you're here talking to me, so finally she was able to. But just because you've had challenges in the past does not mean that it's not a possibility. Sometimes the body is just saying, wait a second, it's not time yet because you're not in the right situation. There's a lot of, you know, I'm a guy, I'm not a woman, but I just know intuitively, as with all other health and physical issues, your emotional state, your spiritual state, you know, how you're feeling about your situation in life, all of those things can affect the ability to conceive. So your body kind of is looking out for you in a way, and I think your soul is playing a role there too. It's kind of having you hold back until you lay the framework of healing yourself and just enjoying being with a man for a while and kind of working on yourself emotionally to get yourself ready to bring in those kids. So don't be discouraged if you're not on the timeline that you thought you might be on. It may very well still happen just a little bit further down the road than you're thinking, but it's not something to give up hope.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I'll keep listening if that's okay.
Absolutely. I'm not going to hang up on you.
All right. Thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right.
Really great calls. Really great calls so far, Matt. Awesome. Very fascinating. I'm getting kind of distracted myself listening to your callers. These are really good. Your next caller is Catherine. And Catherine says that she wanted me to ask you if you were okay talking about health issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I am. When we speak about health issues, it's more, remember, we psychics, we can never take the place of a doctor. That's the only caveat with that. So what we talk about, what we see your long-term outcome going to be, but not about specific treatment methods.
Awesome. So she's ready to go. So that is her question. So you probably made her feel really good that you were going to do that. So you're on. You got it,
yeah.
Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. Yes.
Hi, Catherine.
That's really reassuring. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Matthew. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How's it going?
Good, good. I'm just having this little issue, and I'm just wondering how you see it going. Like you said, basically, I'm not asking for, you know, go take that pill or go do that, you know, thing, but just, you know, the energy around it, if it'll pass as quickly as it came, any insight like that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, I do not think it's going to pass as quickly as it came. The energy surrounding what you're talking about, and we don't have to get into what specific condition it is, but just what it is, the energy of what I'm feeling is this is something that is not going to be, it's not going to be a devastating problem from what I can tell. It is not something that is going to be with you forever. I don't think it's something that you have to be in any way afraid of. It's something that you just have to get on top of. And it's there to teach you something. There's a lesson attached to it, and I can't see exactly what it is, but there's a lesson attached to it. There's something that you have to learn. And this condition that you have, it's facilitating you doing some work on yourself. And there's a spiritual component to it that you're going to have to complete before the condition resolves itself. So, you know, as always, and this is not just a disclaimer, this is what I would do if I were in your situation. I would seek out the best medical opinions that I can, both conventional as well as alternative medicine. I would seek out both. And I would get as much information you can, both from the traditional medical system as well as the alternative one. And I would evaluate all the information and then kind of meditate on it and then see which treatment or combination of treatments you think is going to work best and then do it through trial and error. I would also recommend kind of asking your spirit guides for help and say, hey, what is the lesson here for me? It's something that, whatever it is, it's something that you need to pay attention to. It's something that's trying to get your attention. This condition is trying to make you pay attention to something, is the energy of what I'm feeling. And the sense that I'm getting, it has to do with, I don't want to quite say healing wounds emotionally. That's not quite the thing. I almost feel like it's putting something behind you. I feel like this condition is trying to get you to put a way of thinking that you have about something from your past, to get you to change your mindset and allow you to find closure and put something behind you, put it in the past, sort of lay it to rest. I feel like this process is for you is about laying something to rest. That's kind of the energy that I'm seeing. So have you had in your past, are there any situations that you've felt in life that kind of, that you felt disrupted you from being on the life path that you want to be on? Any situations like that that came up?
As you were speaking, a few things like came to mind. Like, I don't know if it's situation or just the way my mind works. Like, I could forgive, but forgetting for me is difficult. So I don't know if it has to do with that. I don't know if it has to do with the loss of my dad or a long-term relationship that kind of, I'm glad it's over. You know, at the time I didn't feel that way. But, you know, retrospect.
I don't think this has to do with your father or with the relationship. I think it has more to do with the forgiving and forgetting. Is kind of what I'm feeling. And the thing about forgetting is you don't have to. You don't have to forget. And the thing about forgiveness, forgiveness is very important, because when people don't forgive, they never find peace. There's a couple of things that you have to do. And this is where I get into trouble with some people when I tell them this. You have to remind yourself that there is no such thing technically as right and wrong. There's only the highest good and different versions of the less higher good. People who are violating your free will, who are acting in accordance with the service to self polarity, which is negative behavior, those people, and I know it sounds silly, but as all the great faith traditions talk about, they do it because they don't know any better. On some level, they don't know any better. Even if they're being obstinate, it's like they don't know better how not to be obstinate in what they're doing. So you have to see how the people who have wronged you or hurt you in some way, there's wisdom about that situation that you have that they don't have, and that's why they were hurting you, because they're lacking in wisdom. And it is the key to that really is understanding that they just didn't really know any better. They didn't know what they're doing. They didn't understand that their actions were having the effect on you that they were. They didn't understand that their actions may not even be in line with their own values. And so they're not really being true even to their own values. And I've had this happen to myself in my own life, where people have done things like that to me, very uncalled for. I think it has more to do with, and you don't have to forget. It's possible to forgive without forgetting, and understand how this is a learning experience for them. And sometimes people have to go very far down that path of not only demeaning other people, but also demeaning themselves through their own mistreatment of people. And it's just an exploration of the darkness that they have to do to find their way back to the light. And I know that it sounds kind of generic, but sometimes you have to show yourself a mirror of what you are not in order to find your way back to the light of who you really are, as a being of light and a being that is standing in equality and brotherhood with the rest of creation. So one of these days, when they see that how they're when they're doing things that are demeaning to you, it's also really demeaning to themselves, and that it's a sign of their attitude of entitlement and their mistreatment of you is just a sign of their own ignorance. You know, one of these days, whether it's in this lifetime or in a future lifetime, they will be, you know, most likely brought to their knees with sadness and remorse for what they've done to you. it just never happens in a time frame that, or I'm saying never, but it often doesn't happen in a time frame that we'd want. But I think this has to do more with that, this kind of thing, learning to, without forgetting, let go, see how those actions were of service to teach you how to not define your own self-worth by what other people are saying, because that's not authoritative. It's the way you feel about yourself that matters, not how they feel about you, because that's their distorted perspective. So don't hang your own sense of, and don't hang your hat, in terms of your feeling of self-worth or goodness based on their feedback, because it doesn't come from there. It comes from your own knowledge that you are the best person that you can be, and that's all you can do. That's where it comes from, and then you let their attitude toward you, let that be their own burden.
Wow, that was truly powerful. Wow, I really do appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. One last thing I'd leave you with real quick, it's kind of technical. Because all recognition is internal, you cannot recognize something in someone else that you don't also recognize in yourself from your own experience. So when people are judging you, that's just their judgment of themselves.
Wow.
So it starts to become really interesting what people accuse you of.
Yeah, no, just as you're talking, I think I pinpointed one of the biggest sources to say. I think it's this person, his name begins with a J. It happened like over 2 years ago, and just like people say, oh, words aren't weapons, but just sometimes I really think that that's one of the biggest people that I need to, just everything that you said fit verbatim, like practically verbatim, like what I went through with him. I want to thank you for that. That was just, wow.
you're more than welcome. And, the sad thing is today, I don't know if it's always been this way or because I'm still pretty young, but it seems like a lot of times today in relationships, whether it's a romantic one or sometimes even just friends and family, a lot of people, they don't know how to show real love to you because they just don't really understand what love is. It's very sad. A lot of people just are not capable of really being loving people. It's not that they don't want to be, it's that they're just not capable of it. And it's very sad.
And it's really like, I totally agree with you. What really gets me, and I don't know what it is, but a lot of these people that I've dealt with are parents, and a lot of times like even older, old enough to be my parent. And I'm just like, wow, like, I feel sorry for your kids, because it's like, I can't imagine, what they're picking up and spreading around. Yeah, no, I totally get what you mean. Yeah, just that ability of showing someone the kindness.
Well, that's a huge, you really touched on something that's a huge epidemic. Their kids are in a lot of pain right now. And a big part of this phenomenon, when you see people kind of like, hooking up and then breaking up quickly, a lot of that is because of exactly what you're talking about, because their parents never really showed them what actual love looks like, and so they don't even understand. They think they know what the word love means, but they really don't, and that's why you see all these unstable relationships everywhere. And a lot of people are really getting hurt by that. It doesn't matter if they're, guys or girls, gay or straight or in between. It's just across the board right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I hope 2018 is better for everybody. Yeah.
Well, I think it'll be, we're heading to a good place in the long run, but before that happens, we're going to go through a lot of sort of trials and tribulations. There's definitely a lot of, the thing is we're all going to have to become more aware of becoming more service to others oriented as opposed to service to self oriented, that is becoming more light focused as opposed to dark focused. And we all have a certain, like, you know, the Blue Avians, the Raw group talks about this. You know, each of us has like a percentage. Are you, you know, this much service to others and this much service to self? And in order to go along with the earth to the next plane of consciousness, we have to be 51% or more service to others oriented. And a lot of people aren't there yet. So we're going to have to go through a lot of sort of trials and tribulations on this planet in the next couple of years to kind of get people to raise their vibration to that level where they can go along for the journey. And it's going to be very challenging for a lot of people. Some people are not going to go along for the ride. Others will. But just try to forgive yourself first, radical forgiveness, and that'll help you forgive other people too.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for sharing that knowledge too. I hadn't heard of that ratio. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can look up. There's a couple of people that do it. The website to go to for that is spheritbeingalliance.com.
Spirit Beam Alliance?
No, a sphere, like, you know, like a ball, like a sphere.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's called spheritbeingalliance.com, all one word.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Oh, you're totally welcome.
Check that out. Thank you. Thank you both so much. Thank you. God bless you. That's amazing.
God bless you. Take care. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Thank you. Good.
Lots of information. Your next caller, as we run out of time here, so you have lots of folks here, is Veronica. And Veronica has some questions about her living space and people in it.
Yes. How are you doing, sir?
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So you have a question about a house that you're living in?
Okay. Yes, sir. I have a question about, okay, so I've been here many years, and there's just some people in the front, and is over near. They do so much bad things and make complaints to the property manager, which is landlord, other people have, and here, nobody lives here for free. No, it's not an apartment, it's a home. And I want to know if you see them anytime really physically leaving that unit, like, is it going to be empty? I think it would make a lot of us happy.
So you're seeing... You live in a neighborhood, and you say there's a house in your neighborhood where there's some people who are causing problems. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, sir. They're in front of me. I mean, about a few acres.
Unfortunately, I feel like I've got good news and bad news for you. The bad news first, I don't see them leaving in the immediate future, although they probably will leave, I would say, in like the medium term future. I don't think they're going to be there forever. I do think they eventually will leave. It's not going to happen like right away, though. It's going to take a bit of time still. The one thing that I do sense, though, I do feel like the part of their behavior that affects you, I think, is going to be declining in the near future. I think they're going to be In the near future, I think they're going to be a bit less of a bother to you than they have been. I think the situation is going to improve for you slightly. I think they're going to, because what I see for these people, I see their attention is going to be directed to other things from what they've recently been doing. So I think the focus of their activities is in the process of changing right now. So I think you probably will get a little bit of relief soon, but they're not going to move out right away. They're going to move out probably, you know, I would say the medium term future, not the near future. So What does that mean time-wise? I don't know if I would say months or years. I don't know if I could give you, probably not several years, probably sooner than several years, but probably more than just a few months, though. So I think things will get better. I think eventually you'll be out of the woods on this, but it's not going to happen, like, overnight. Does that help at all?
Yes, understanding. Is the landlord taking any action, legal action?
Somebody's taking action. I don't know if it's legal action, but I do feel like action is being taken. And I'm not sure if it's only the landlord who's doing it. I feel like there's someone else out there who's actually taking some action too, not just the landlord. I'm wondering if possibly the police are actually involved.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I feel like there's someone else out there who's doing something. It'll happen. You will get relief at some point. You're just going to have to be you're going to have to hang in there a little while longer. It's not going to be an overnight thing.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling in. And good luck with
you
on this, okay? All righty.
Yes, thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. Have a good night.
Take care.
Awesome. Your next caller, Matt, is Evelyn with our theme tonight, which seems to be careers. That seems to be your theme. That's your thing tonight. You're
All right.
on the air,
well,
Evelyn.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. Yeah, my question is looking into, I work now. It's just I was looking more into something new coming along, something that I would enjoy and, you know, make more money at.
Let me connect in for you. Yes, I do think something else is coming in for you. Probably in 2018 is what I'm seeing. I do see something else is coming in for you. I don't think it is going to be an overnight dramatic change from what you're doing right now. I think it's going to be the next job for you is probably going to be more of a. I feel like it'll be a step up. It's not going to be like the total revolution that you're looking for right away, but I do think there's going to be kind of a moderate step up coming, and I feel like it's going to be 2018. Of course, you'll have to do your own diligence as much as you can, but I do feel like something is kind of coming your way one way or the other, whether you like it or not. There's definitely something coming, although you probably will like it. Yeah, I do see there's a change coming for you. Yes, I do.
Yeah, is it gonna in a different field or something new, or is it along the same lines of what I'm already doing?
I think it's gonna be different.
I feel like it's gonna be a change.
I feel like it's gonna be a very welcome change. It's not going to be everything that your heart would desire. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be your dream come true. That'll probably be a future job even after that. But I do think it's going to be a refreshing and probably relaxing change for you. I feel like there's a position coming for you that has a bit less pressure, among other things. So I see that there's that coming, a bit less pressure, a little bit more reasonable working conditions. I don't think it's going to be super, super interesting. It's just going to be, I would say, sort of a moderate improvement from where you are, and it's going to give you the opportunity to sort of, while you're doing that job, to sort of think long term about, okay, Where do I really want to go long term? And I think that's something that you need to develop some thought to, because I think, like a lot of people, we were mentioning in this, you know, at the beginning of the segment tonight, you know, people who are seekers, people who know that they want to be inspired by something, but they don't know what that something is. And there's a little bit of that going on with you as well.
Absolutely.
And there's it's about for you, it's about exploration, and because you're not someone who has your life path set in stone, there's choices to be made, and there's experimentation involved. But for you specifically, the part that's kind of that's like a unique piece of information for you, you know, some people who are seekers, they want to focus on, you know, helping others, or they want to see that whatever activity they choose to do is something that really changes life for other people for the better, that they're, you know, excited. And those are all good things. I think for you, the unique flavor of this for you is something that allows you to learn and study. I think study is something that you want to be doing. And exposure to a job that allows you to learn new information, I think, is going to be key for you personally. So be on the lookout for jobs that you're qualified for, but that would teach you something, a skill set, or, you know, an industry that you've always been curious about, that you've always sort of felt like, oh, gee, I really wish I knew more about, you know, fill in the blank. So think about something that you've always wanted to know more about, and I would let that be your guide as my advice to you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like a job that it's stagnant. I mean, mind you, I have been doing that for years. you know, I feel like you're just going around in circles. You know that it's a dead end. It's not going anywhere. It's the same thing day in and day out. So I am looking for something with, I wouldn't say really challenging, difficult, but challenging, like in fun.
Well, and there'll be certainly, with anything you do, there'll be difficult moments for sure. But there's definitely more than one direction you could go. So it's not going to be of service to me, or of service to you rather, to suggest one specific industry, because to a degree it frankly doesn't matter. But for you, it's going to be something that allows you to study and learn, a job that exposes you to new information that you're going to be required to study and sort of not memorize, but kind of do learning, like homework. You know, not that you want to, you know, take on more than you can chew, but something where there's a component that you really have to read and reflect and study and see how, you know, see how you can apply that information, and is it kind of, you know, stimulating to you in any way?
Right. Is this going to be something that that comes to me kind of like, sort of like through connections, or is this going to be something I would like to say in the right place at the right time kind of thing, or is this a different way to look at looking for it?
I do think you're going to have to stay on the lookout for it. It's not just going to fall into your lap by being in the right place at the right time. However, if you reach out to contacts that you have, it's possible that it may come that way. Just provided that as you reach out to people who are contacts, that you keep in mind that you're looking for that position that's going to allow you to learn something. Ask questions, you know, business contacts that you have, you know, think about any types of jobs or positions out there that would sort of allow you to be, you know, kind of studious while you're on the job, to learn something that's kind of a new field. You know, say, I'm just going to give out a very random example, you know, say you always wanted to learn about real estate. Well, maybe there's an opening somewhere at a title company. You know, this would help you, you know, perhaps you thought about starting, you know, a rental unit in your house, and maybe having, having, you know, a part-time job doing something real estate related would teach you the skills or the knowledge that you would need to be a landlord possibly one day. That's kind of the mentality that you would have. And I'm just giving a very random example, but you know, extrapolate what I'm saying to any other industry that you could think of. You follow what I'm saying, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do think something is coming for you. I do think relief is in sight. Again, probably in 2018, but you're going to have to, there's a bit of legwork for you that you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to really sort of, you know, be on the lookout, make some choices, say, does this sound interesting mm-hmm. to me? Does this not sound interesting to me? You know, be on the lookout. And actually, in your situation, I would recommend that you call your contacts.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I have a whole lot, but I would probably have to, I'm sure there's somebody out there. I'm not sure who, though.
I almost feel like perhaps a friend of yours may have been in a similar situation to the one that you're in now and may be able to share a little bit of her experience with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there was one person I was thinking of who was in the same industry as I am. Well, we were both in the same industry, but she left the industry, went somewhere else, and I don't know if exactly what she's doing, but it sounded like, well, she moved on. I thought, oh, it must have been okay because we were both doing the same thing, and I never thought she would leave the industry, and she did.
Yeah, it's definitely worth calling. I would definitely call this person, mm-hmm. whether or not their choice will translate over to your situation exactly or not. But I would definitely go ahead and call people, including this person. I would recommend you do that.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm ready for a change. It's something good. So I'll keep my eyes peeled, my ears, you know, out there, see what comes about.
You're going to have to put, like I said, some legwork into it, though. It's going to be, there's going to be a lot of sort of homework involved in your end. You're going to have to be very energetic about this.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to have to, like you say, do a little bit of homework on this so to get something moving.
All right.
We're almost in 2018 anyway.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank
you.
You both have a wonderful night.
Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Wow, you had some really great calls in your final throws here, the last couple of minutes. The time flies by so fast. I want to give you these last 2 minutes to put your call to action out to folks, what your contact information, what you have for them, and how they can get in touch with you, because you've only scratched the surface.
We had a really actually interesting diversity of callers tonight, I thought. The questions tonight were actually in a lot of ways all over the board. I mean, there were definitely a few career in there, a few relationship, you know, that's to be expected. Those are the two most important topics for a lot of people and, you know, for good reason. But there was still a lot of just difference and diversity within the specific situations that were coming up. We had some medical stuff. We had some people getting messages from the other side coming through. That's very important because that can help, you know, guide us in our experience right now. For those who want to reach me, there's a couple of ways to do that. My website and my business are called Soul Pathway Readings. It's www.soulpathwayreadings.com. You can also reach me by email at info@soulpathwayreadings.com or through my phone number, which is 720-385-4948. And I'm here in Boulder, Colorado, but I do sessions over the phone from anywhere. So no matter where people live, if my particular style of working with people resonates with you, they can definitely reach out to me, and I can definitely work over the phone.
That is awesome, and I recommend you giving him a call. You can find him really easy out there, and he's here every month. So as people are already getting used to, you're already getting yourself a little following, Matt. Look at you. So I will with the folks before the holidays, so I hope you're going to have a fantastic Christmas. And when next time
I hope
we
you
speak,
do too.
I plan to. Santa's going to be nice to me, I hope. Everybody pray for me and Santa. And the question I have for you is this, while I have you on the air, so I'm going to have witnesses. The first Monday of the month in January is January 1st. Are you going to do a show for us on New Year's Day?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I just want to say, okay.
Yeah.
You got stuff to do?
No, because I do. On New Year's Day, what I'm probably going to be doing, no matter how snowy it is, I think I'm going to go hiking in the beautiful forest right behind my neighborhood here and just have a very restorative day off, probably meditating, actually, part of the time.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
But hope, but